Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are going to make America great again.
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, July 27th, 2017. And we are coming to you, as always, from the RWB Network studios here in New York and broadcasted live by CRN Digital Talk Radio. You know, back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, the number one declared major among college students was communication studies. The broad scope of that major allowed students to explore everything from journalism to mass media production to becoming the next great on-air talent. With the rise of the internet, along with an infinite number of cable channels, these semi-focused, highly educated students never in a million years thought they would be passed over for former athletes with four or five brain cells remaining. But that's what happened. Professional athletes from every sport saw openings for their second careers in broadcasting. Now, former athletes are using their prior experience to dominate the airwaves, play-by-play, color commentary, late-night sports shows, and even morning news programs are filled with these former athletes, many of whom can't even spell their own name, let alone possess an advanced degree. But athletes aren't the only ones taking advantage of their prior experience. High-ranking senior political officials are starting to catch on as well. While people like Al Franken and Donald Trump made politics their second career, people like George Clintonopoulos, Jay Carney, Corey Lewandowski, and the middle linebacker Marie Harf traded in playing politics for just talking about them. One senior official might even trade in their podium now for a dance floor. Rumor has it that ABC is courting Sean Spicer for Dancing with the Stars. Hopefully, he's better at waltzing around the dance floor than he is around the fake news media. All right, up on today's show. First, when President Trump brought in Anthony Scaramucci to lead the White House Communications Office, he knew he was getting a bulldog. But what he didn't bank on was that the bulldog had a little taste for blood. Less than a week into his tenure, and Scaramucci is already calling out possible leakers in the West Wing. As the noose begins to tighten, which one of Trump's senior staff will find themselves in the doghouse? Also, the big three networks have spent a sum total of 37 seconds informing their viewers about the scandal surrounding former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The recent arrest of her former IT staffer could open a lot of doors and slam a lot of jail cells. No wonder they don't want to talk about it. And did the GOP do a really good thing yesterday? Because they showed us who we need to find primary challengers for. Six senators who vowed to repeal Obamacare went back on their word and stood tall with Democrats. This is going to be fun. We have all that. Plus, Democrats forget that our military's first objective is to keep us safe and not participate in social engineering. And don't look now, but Cal Exit Part 2 is upon us. We got a big show today. As always, follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. And you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We got a big, big show today. A lot to go through. So hang on, we're going quick today, guys.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
All right, welcome back to today's show. Big shout outs, as always, to those of you listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, streaming talk radio, KLRN Radio, WesternFreePress.com, TalkAmericaRadio.us, and of course, CRNTalk.com, Channel 1, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, for the live show. Don't want to miss the live show. It's the best version. It's the best version of the show. It's the live show. Anything can happen. So, Sean Spicer, what about this? What about this? Gonna go to Dancing with the Stars? He's not commenting. He's not commenting, and ABC says they don't comment on casting, which means this is a foregone conclusion. When neither party wants to say anything, he's going to be Twinkle Toes. Sean Twinkle Toes Spicer. And in addition, he's also been having a lot of meetings with some executives. Everybody wants to get this guy and put him in a role, whether it's an anchor role or some sort of senior contributor role, because, you know, it's the same thing that happened with Corey Lewandowski. Here's a guy who was let go by the Trump campaign. They can't wait for him to spill the beans. He's going to give them so much dirt because they don't have any dirt, so they need it. 11 months of talking about this Russia stuff, there's nothing there. There's not a single thing there. So they're all courting Sean Spicer. I don't think he has a lot of animosity towards the Trump administration. I think he was given a relatively hard job. To take the words of somebody who perhaps doesn't always speak as eloquently as myself and transform that into a message to the media. That's a tough job. I don't think Spicer harbors animosity towards Trump. He may harbor a little bit towards Scaramucci. You see, here's the thing. Spicer thought he could run the press office and the communications office, and that's impossible. That's impossible. They are two very different things. You know, the average person says, oh, what's the difference? Communications, press, they talk to each other. It's sales and marketing. Two very, very different things. And Spicer couldn't handle it. And you could see him in the last couple of weeks start to get a little flustered. You know, he didn't put the reporters where they needed to be. When they asked him gotcha questions, he answered them. And that's the worst thing you can do. It's like when you first start running for office, if you decide you want to run for a school board or a local representative, don't answer the gotcha questions. Just ignore them. That's why they're there, to put this narrative out about you. And Sean Spicer seemed to indulge the media a little bit too much. And when these gotcha questions became protracted, he would get very angry. Well, he could have avoided the whole thing by just not answering them. So he's out. He may go to Dancing with the Stars. He met with people at NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News. Some people are kicking tires. Other people really want this guy. I don't know. You know, I liked him when he was the press secretary for the RNC. I thought he did a very good job during the campaign of getting the RNC's message out there. I knew it was going to be challenging for him to do it for Donald Trump. Very, very... I mean, it took the RNC a good long while to actually get on board with Trump and believe that this might happen, He might be the candidate, and holy smokes, he might win. It took him a little while. Sean Spicer, this was a job he was given for his loyalty. And now he will seek employment elsewhere, perhaps after dancing out in Hollywood. I don't know. I don't like the idea of someone leaving the Trump administration to join the fake news media, or, for that matter, to go out to Hollywood and play circus clown for the elites. I don't like that. I hope he doesn't do it. But that's what I was referencing in the opening, is that we take people who we think have experience in something, perhaps a professional athlete, perhaps Sean Spicer, and we give them these roles, and it becomes their second career. I mean, how many times have you watched these football games on Sunday? 9 out of the 10 people sitting on the dais or in the broadcast booth, they're former players. They have 2 brain cells left and they're fighting with each other. But we have to listen to them because they played linebacker or they played wide receiver. And all of a sudden, what they're saying is so important to the game at hand. And it's not often that they draw on their experiences either. It's not often you hear one of these ex-players draw on their experience. Doesn't happen as much as it should, given that's what their experience is. But that's what Spicer's doing, looking for that second career. Jay Carney, they all do it. They all do it. They make their hay for a few months, and then off they go to make money, because making hay is not quite as profitable as making money. So, but Scaramucci, he is a bulldog. Make no mistake about this. And I believe President Trump knew what he was doing when he hired him, when he put him atop the communications office. And he sends out this tweet. This got a lot of people thinking. He says, in light of the leak of my financial disclosure info, which is a felony, I will be contacting the FBI and the Justice Department, #swamp. And he added, he mentioned, Reince45. Reince45, of course, is the Twitter handle for Reince Priebus. So people think he's saying that Priebus is the one leaking this information. Well, Priebus is slowly finding himself to be the only establishment-esque GOP-er anywhere in the White House. You could have thrown Spicer into that category. There's a few people you could put in the category. But Reince Priebus is fighting himself on the outside looking in here. Now, he has a tough job, too. Chief of Staff is not an easy job. It's a job for a person like Priebus. Not involved in policy, more involved in the logistics and the machinations that go along with running such a prestigious position. Scheduling, all this stuff. That's why he's still there. Because a bulldog like Scaramucci, I believe he has a lot of positive qualities. I don't believe logistics is one of them. He's a guy that has to be in the trenches. But Reince Priebus can't be in the trenches. When he's in the trenches, he's just hiding there. You need a guy who's going to poke their head up and fire a few rounds out. And that's not what Priebus is. So Scaramucci calls him to the floor here. Are you the leaker? And then he says, he deletes that tweet and says, well, if Reince is not the leaker, he can explain himself then. He can prove he's not the leaker. Shots across the bow of the SS Sessions and the SS Priebus lately. Although I think Sessions is staying. I think there's another ulterior motive to why Trump is calling out AG Sessions. All right. We're going to keep going with this. Plus, we got to talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How long until she goes to jail? What do you think? Pretty soon, probably. Hey, guys, this is the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Quick timeout. Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. Check out all the older episodes on demand. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. So this little thing between the Scaramouche and Priebus, this is all because of a Politico article. It was an article saying that, Scaramouche has these investments, and he's going to profit from it, from working in the West Wing, and, you know, where did this information come from? And Scaramouche says, it must have come from Priebus. Priebus might have leaked the stuff. Then he says, I didn't mean Priebus leaked the stuff. And then he puts out a tweet, Scaramouche does, and says, wrong, the tweet was public notice to leakers that all senior administration officials are helping to end illegal leaks. And he added Reince Priebus again in that tweet, after he deleted the previous one, sort of implying that Priebus was at fault for this. I call BS on this, because that's not how you notify people. You don't notify your staff, whatever, via a tweet. You get them all in a room and you say, hey, this is what's going on. So, there is tension there. You know, it is sort of worth noting that with this Politico article about how Scaramouche could benefit, you didn't hear word one from Politico when Harry Reid could benefit from knocking down the pipeline and all of the investments he has in things like CSX, which transport oil and gas, that they wouldn't need and they lose revenue if there was a pipeline. You didn't hear anything about that. Nothing in Politico about that. So it's just worth noting that there is that double standard. I don't love Politico. I don't. In fact, I don't like it very much at all. There's once in a while you do come across something that's worth reading. But their articles, I'm telling you, their articles are like 10 pages long. They're term papers. It's not a quick, easy read on Politico. All right, let's talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because this is, you know what? This is the most aggravating thing I can think of. I can't even come up with the words for it. Her IT staffer, he's arrested. Tries to flee the country, this Imran Awan. Sounds like a credible individual. He works for her for a lot of years. Him and his family, he's got his brothers, their wives, they're all working for the Democrats in Congress, working on their emails. They're IT people, which anybody who works in computers, in the tech sector, they know IT is it's not the bottom, but the number one thing an IT person does is Google it. Like, that's what they do. You have software engineers who have a hard job, coders, all that stuff takes a great amount of skill. IT, maybe a little bit, some network stuff, but everybody knows. You just Google it. That, and if that doesn't work, you turn it off, and then turn it on again. If that doesn't work, you do it again, and Google it again. That's what you do. That's what IT does. So, it's Imran Awan is working for Schultz. He's working for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats in Congress. Taking care of the emails, they can see, they can read everything. He's arrested trying to leave the country because he's already under investigation for double charging for equipment. So he sends his wife home to Pakistan like 3 or 4 months ago. Then she takes the kids with him. She's got thousands and thousands of dollars on her person leaving the country. They let her leave. And now this guy tries to get out of the country and they stop him and they arrest him on bank fraud. That's what they arrested him on. But there's a lot more going on here. Capitol Police are saying that he's involved in perhaps serious, potentially illegal violations on the House IT network. That's not bank fraud. That's something different. Now, how long is it going to be before Mr. Awan starts to sing? What allegiance does he have to Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Why did she keep him on staff and pay? The Democrats have paid this family over $4 million to take care of their email. $4 million. He's under investigation. She still keeps him on. He rents his house to a Marine and his naval officer wife. These two find some busted up hard drives. He tries to get them back. The Marine and his wife won't let him in the house, and now he's fleeing the country. Interesting, isn't it? There is a lot of information on these busted up hard drives. Not to mention the DNC server. We have no clue where it is and who's seen it, who hasn't seen it. There's a lot of answers here. And it's a lot of answers. They're going to come back and bite the Democrats right in the tush. No doubt about this. I do want to keep talking about this. I have more information I want to go over with you guys. And then we'll talk about healthcare. We'll talk about the six people. Six people who pledged to repeal Obamacare and went back on their word yesterday. Isn't that just the lowest form of human doing something like that? Don't go anywhere. This is the Rhino Report.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Charlize Theron stars in Atomic Blonde opening July 28th and loves that it speaks to the power of women.
She's just as good as a man. You can take this story and you can flip it and it works exactly the same way. And that strength is something that I'm really proud of for myself as a woman to take part in and not play somebody that has to let everybody or an audience know every 5 minutes that, oh, by the way, she's a woman.
For reviews, interviews, and more, go to mungleshow.com. Follow me on Twitter at The Mungle.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced reduced settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933 for free information. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Take a look inside your personal mirror. Are you living your most amazing life possible? Are you feeling stuck, miserable, or unsure? You don't have to settle. Nothing is more important than your life. It's yours. You only have one, and you deserve to make the most of it. Help is just a phone call away. You now have your own personal, psychic, intuitive life coach. Got a question on your financial situation, your job, having a love or relationship issue you need help with? Do you want to explore your destiny and life path? Our gifted, intuitive, psychic coaches can identify root issues, access your key problems, and formulate a plan to help you move confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live an amazing life. Now, everyone needs someone to talk to. Call the Psychic Life Helpline today. 800-659-1091. 800-659-1091. 800-659-1091. That's 800-659-1091.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to the show. I think we have to dedicate some time to this story about Imran Awan. I think we have to. I mean, mainstream media's not. NBC hasn't touched the story. ABC hasn't touched the story. CBS did 37 seconds on it, according to Newsbusters. 37 seconds on a story that may wind up leading us to answers about what really happened during the Democrat primaries? What are the back-channel communications looking like while the DNC tried to torpedo Bernie Sanders? Who knows? There may be information about Seth Rich on some of this stuff. This guy tries to leave the country. He's arrested on bank fraud. That's what they had him on, because he applied for a loan through like the congressional the credit union. And he said that he was a full-time resident in the house he was renting out to somebody else. So he wasn't a full-time primary resident there. He lied on the application. That's what they eventually arrested him on. But now they're holding him. They got a GPS tracker on him. A GPS tracker? What happened to the last person that might have spilled the beans about a Democrat? What happened? You got to put this guy in PC. Make sure that happens to him, because he's going to sink. This guy's got very little allegiance to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He thanks her for the money, thank you so much, but that's it. He's already sent his family back to Pakistan. The writing is on the wall with this guy. And he tries to get back into the house. He's renting to somebody. He's renting to a Marine and a Naval officer, because they found these busted up hard drives He tries to get back in. They don't let him in. They turn these over to the police. No one's looked at him yet. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Busted up hard drives? I wonder where he would have gotten that idea. Or maybe he gave the Clintons that idea. It's all coming back. It's all coming back. You know what? Had the Democrats let sleeping dogs lie on some of this Russia stuff, and had mainstream media decided to do an even-keeled, objective job of reporting the news, a lot of this wouldn't be happening now. But just like Scaramucci, Trump is a bulldog. So is Sessions. Jeff Sessions is the bulldog, too. A little weak on the Russia thing, but the guy's a bulldog. You know, it does beg the question, why would Debbie Wasserman Schultz keep on an IT staffer who's under criminal investigation and still has access to her emails? And we saw with WikiLeaks that he had access to a lot of emails. Perhaps even Pelosi. He had access to a lot of emails of Democrats in the House while under criminal investigation, while double charging for equipment. And now he's caught busting up hard drives. Is the answer for Seth Rich on there? I don't know. Maybe. By the way, his lawyer says all the media attention is because of anti-Muslim bigotry. All the media attention. Have you seen the billboards with this stuff on it? Have you seen it leading the nightly news? Huh, what a 37 seconds. 37 seconds. It's all anti-Muslim. Not that he's a criminal. Not that he destroyed hard drives. Not that he had access. No, that's not it. It's because we're anti-Muslim. That's what it is. I think Debbie Wasserman Schultz needs to get in front of a committee. She needs to be under oath. And she needs to start talking. This is the same Debbie Wasserman Schultz that resigned during the DNC convention. Resigned during it because that whole torpedoing Bernie thing came out. And then a couple days later, she's working on the Hillary campaign. Well, you got to keep these people close. You can't let them stray. If she was hung out to dry, she would have started to talk. But now she's on an island. She's on an island. She's got to do something. People are going to start separating themselves from her. They're going to get as far away from her as possible. We still haven't seen that server. Where's the server? The DNC server. Where is it? Haven't seen it. No one's looked at it. I'm sorry. CrowdStrike looked at it. CrowdStrike, a contractor paid by the DNC, looked at it and said, oh, it's Russia. It's Russia. FBI says, no, it's not a credible report. But we're still banging the Russia drum. That's where it all started. What's on the servers that this Awan guy bashed up? The hard drives. What's on them? More proof of torpedoing Bernie? Like I said, Seth Rich? Something about Seth Rich on there? If that's the case, you'll never see him. Not in a million years. The last thing they want you to know is what happened to Seth Rich. Because it could happen to you. That's why they don't want you to know. A burglary, two shots in the back. Everything's still there. Botched robbery. His watch is still there. His necklace is still there. Wallet, everything. Everything. But the first thing the police do is run to his apartment and grab his computer. That doesn't seem like standard operating procedure for a botched robbery, does it? This guy was robbed? Go get his computer. Why? What do you need a computer for? They don't want you to know. I bet something's got to be on those hard drives. Got to be. You don't bash these things up and keep them in a safe spot for no reason. Dominoes are starting to fall. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the healthcare. This was a nightmare. This whole process has been a nightmare. The whole healthcare process. We're going to repeal. We're going to replace. We're going to repeal. We're going to have a light replacement, light repeal, Obamacare light. How many different versions of healthcare have we seen in the last 6 months? None of them are any good. Even the full repeal, the clean repeal they were talking about, wasn't really so clean. It was okay, well, in 2 years, it just buys us 2 years. elect us again in 2018, because we have to get this done. We promised you we'd repeal it, and we did. So now, elect us again, so we can keep screwing this up. But that even got voted down. That was Rand Paul's bill. You know, of the seven people that voted nay on that, six of them had promised during their campaigns to stop at nothing to repeal Obamacare. They finally get the chance. They finally get a chance to put their money where their mouth is, and they choke on it. Lamar Alexander, Shelley Moore Capito, Gene Heller, Lisa Murkowski, John McCain, Rob Portman, your typical rhinos. And I got a bone to pick with McCain, too. And I don't like picking bones with cancer patients, but I think he might deserve this one. All right, we'll finish with this when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about what happened with the Trump and the military and trans. What's going on? Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
All right, welcome back to the show. Check out the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Check out the live show, crntalk.com, Monday through Friday on Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern. You got to set your watches, set your smartphones, set whatever it is you're setting, and check out the live show. So we got these six senators who vote against the clean repeal. We'll call it the clean repeal because that's kind of what that's like the name for it. Wasn't so clean. Lamar Alexander, Shelley Moore Capito, Dean Heller, Lisa Murkowski, John McCain, Rob Portman. During their campaigns, Lamar Alexander says the wisest course is to repeal Obamacare and replace it step by step with solutions that lower health care costs. He voted against it. Shelley Moore Capito, I have consistently voted to repeal and replace this disastrous health care law, and I'm glad that a repeal bill will finally reach the president's desk. She voted against it. Dean Heller, this D.C. bureaucrat-driven healthcare system will only result in limited healthcare choices and higher costs for Nevadans. Voted against it, too. Lisa Murkowski, she's a real wild card, this one. She says, this law is not affordable for anyone in Alaska. That is why I will support the bill that repeals the ACA and wipes out its harmful impacts. She voted against it. Rob Portman, I'm for repealing this broken law and replacing it with something better that gives patients more choice, decreases costs, and increases access to quality, affordable care. He voted against it, too. John McCain! It is clear that any serious attempt to improve our healthcare system must begin with a full repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and I will continue fighting on behalf of the people of Arizona to achieve it. He voted against it, too. By the way, I was a little taken back, just as an aside, by what John McCain had said. I feel bad for the guy. He did a lot for our country. He served many, many years in public service, in addition to his time in the military. He is now stricken with an awful thing that nobody should ever have to go through. And even though I disagree with him on just about every aspect of his politics, I said, you know what? I'm a human being. I'm going to wish him the best of luck on Twitter when we found out he had the brain cancer. And I'm going to chastise anybody who uses politics to not wish him well. Because that's lower than whale turds to do something like that. And what does McCain do? He comes back to the Senate, gets a big standing ovation. Good for him. He's a fighter. I get that. He deserves it. He gets in front of the microphone and tells people on radio and media and TV to shut the hell up. I take that as a personal attack. I volunteer my time to do this show to help this country become a better place, what little bit I can do. I wish the guy well, and he tells me to shut the hell up. You know what? I'm the bigger person. I still wish him well. But here's John McCain voting against the repeal. They all said they were going to vote for it. They did so in 2015. They knew there was no consequence. They never want ramification. They never want to stand up and say, we did this, and have to answer for it and back it up and support it. They are gutless, they are spineless, and they need to be primaried. All six of these, if not more. I still think there's a problem when your party has Susan Collins and Rand Paul in it, and Ted Cruz, and Lisa Murkowski. That's not a very consolidated, strong party. You're talking about people like Murkowski and Collins who are Democrats. That's what they are. Let's make no mistake about this. Ideologically, they are Democrats. And Rand Paul, who is really a libertarian from ideology or an ideological standpoint, and then you have Ted Cruz, staunch conservative. Much closer to Rand Paul, of course, than Murkowski or Collins. It spread too thin. It spread way too thin. If we believe that the Republican Party is a party of conservative values and conservative economics and a strong military and a small government, then people who don't represent those values need to be primaried. Because people like Susan Collins, I'm not even sure she represents Maine. I know a lot of Mainers. I'm not sure she represents their values. Plan A in this whole thing was that Senate repeal and replace bill. That got voted. The whole thing got voted down. They lost by 9 on that one. They lost by 7 on the next one. You know, they just can't do anything right. Now they're talking about a skinny repeal. They're going to repeal the things that the president and Secretary Price could just do on their own anyway. And if it has to go back to the House, this is going to be like a 7-month ordeal. And they're still going to screw it up. The only way to do this was the clean repeal and then go back to the drawing board. I still think you should put Obamacare in competition with the open market. Sign a bill allowing insurance companies to sell across state lines, to sell privately to people, and put that in direct competition with Obamacare. And see which one fails. The Obamacare will fail. Because the open market will always beat subsidies. 10 times out of 10. Alright, when we come back, we gotta talk a little bit about this trans ban in the military. You know, President Trump let this go a lot longer than I thought he would. And California is gearing up for their next SoCal exit. But they've changed it a little bit. It's the same, but different. Go figure. We'll be right back, guys. Quick time out. This is the Rhino Report.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Check out the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. You know, a little inside baseball stuff here. After the show, I have some exterminating to do. There's a lot of ants around here, and I bought some of this stuff. I can't even tell you the name of it. It's like ant napalm. I'm going to walk around like John Goodman from Arachnophobia. That's how this is going to go down in about 20 minutes, just so you know. Sorry, PETA. I don't protect the ants. Try to steal my sandwiches. You know, so let's talk about they're banning the trans confused, whatever their name is, from being in the military. There should be absolutely zero outrage about this, and it does not need constant coverage. CNN, MSNBC, the trans people can't be in the military. Well, they haven't been. Where was the outrage from January 2009 to October of 2016 while President Obama occupied the White House? And it wasn't until October of 2016 he says, oh, okay, they can join. So for 3 months under his presidency, the transgendered were allowed to be in the military. So far, under President Trump, they've been in the military for 7 months under him. So President Trump has allowed trans people in the military twice as long as Obama has. Now, the argument here to get rid of them out of the military is that they cost too much because a lot of them are trying to do the gender reassignment or the hormones. That's expensive. It's expensive. I mean, listen, it's not a lot of people. It's 0.006% of the military identifies as transgendered. But that 0.006 is responsible for transition-related healthcare increase of 0.085%. That makes them 14 times more expensive to employ than the average, not like using the word average, but the average soldier. It's a money decision. It's a money decision. That's what it is. You know, I'm sure there are those who are serving who maybe are uncomfortable around it. Maybe it's a lot of those. Maybe this has been kicked up for a long time through the ranks. I'm not saying if you're gay, you shouldn't serve, man. If you want to serve, I don't care who you love or when you want to love them. You should be able to serve. But the military is not a place for a social experiment. The military's number one job is to make sure we are safe at home. And if they are distracted, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Like I said, President Trump has already overseen twice the amount of time that Obama did with trans members in the military. Twice. So suck on that, Democrats. Oh, last thing here. Speaking of sucking on things, Cal Exit 2. This is happening. It's totally different from Cal Exit 1. Cal Exit 2 is they want to operate autonomously from the United States, but still be a part of the United States. So let me get this straight. So in the first Cal Exit, they were going to what? Saw themselves off? I mean, essentially, they're talking about being a country within another country. It's Peoria. Did you ever see Family Guy? It's Peoria. That's what it is. They need 585,000 signatures to get this thing on the ballot. How are they going to defend themselves? Nobody has a gun in California. How is the nation of California going to defend itself? It's going to be really, really hard. Water balloons, slingshots, things of that nature, rubber band guns. Are they even allowed in California, rubber band guns? Probably not. If they get it on the ballot, you know what? Go. They say they're the seventh biggest economy in the world. That's because you do free trade with the number one biggest economy in the world. You think that'll still happen if you separate? I've said that before. I'll keep saying it. Hey, guys, hope you learned something today. Hope you had a good time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. A huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please keep it up. And above all, guys, please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. And until next time, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.